Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode here on the 5571 podcast. My name is Danny, and this is a podcast all about what's new and what's happening at the Disneyland Resort and other Southern California theme parks in the region as well. This is episode number 65, and I want to thank everyone for holding off on that little break that I had. Just wanted to take a break just before Christmas. It's been a crazy December for me, to say the least. Probably one of the worst Decembers, too, in my birthday month of all months. But I went from having family over for Thanksgiving to getting COVID right after Thanksgiving for the first time ever. I'd never had it before. And then going from that into my birthday week, which really I was working that week, so it kind of just didn't really happen thanks to all the birthday plans that I had were canceled thanks to COVID. And then I had to not only cancel my move that week too from being sick, so I had to push it a week back, which made my move happen the literal weekend before Christmas. So I have been moving, and then the post move, as you know, where you're kind of putting everything together and trying to put it away while simultaneously also trying to do Christmas things. So it's just been one hell of a month. But thanks for sticking through and taking that little break for the Christmas season. If you're listening to this episode, it is coming out on it's going to be Tuesday, the day after Christmas. So I hope you all had an amazing holiday and a happy Christmas. We're able to celebrate, and hopefully you weren't sick like I was earlier this month. I know a lot of people have been getting sick, so I hope that none of you guys got sick, because it's been going around, not only COVID, but like the flu and just regular cold stuff. So it's that time of year, right? Everyone's kind of coming inside, so people get sick more, sharing it around at work, sharing it around at school, coming in contact with your families, and then everyone kind of spreads it around. So it's that time. But I wanted to start off the episode first going into kind of the best things that I thought happened in 2023, and go right into kind of a more detail of what we can expect in the first half, right away, as soon as the holiday season ends at all the theme parks, what we can expect coming in January and February to kick off the new year. Right now, if you're a Magic Key holder like myself at Disneyland Resort, we can't go to Disneyland. We can't go, I think, until the 3rd is the first day that we can go back to Disneyland. So a little bit of time here, a whole other week still here, and then through the New Year's holiday, the next weekend, and then next week is when we can start going again. So it's going to be a little bit of time, and there's going to be brand new things kicking off the 2024 New Year. So I'm excited to get into it. There's going to be a lot to cover this year, a lot to talk about, a lot of construction happening at Disneyland, so therefore a lot of what's new and what's happening. So let's go ahead and get started first with the best of 2023. So I want to start off first with one of my favorite seasons at the theme parks, and that's going to be the Halloween season. And while, of course, we all love a good Oogie Boogie Bash and Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort, I got to give it to Knott's Berry Farm for having the best haunt season, in my opinion. HHN came through and was really, really good at Universal Studios, but I just feel like Knott's Berry Farm kicked it up another notch with that lantern for the 50th anniversary and all the things that they did, just kind of moving forward with that 50th celebration for Knott's Scary Farm. So I honestly had the best time I've ever had at Knott's Scary Farm this year. It was it just kind of barely snuck ahead over the 2019 year, which was my favorite year in most recent times before all the parks shut down. And as far as the haunt season that year, Knott's Scary Farm was kind of like bar none, I think, that year. But this year, we just had some really great additions as far as mazes. But in addition to that, we also had great scare zones, amazing entertainment available, and the lanterns just really kind of brought another fun little gamification aspect to it that was truly, totally unexpected. I would say the only thing I thought that kind of fell short this year, at least it didn't meet my expectations, was the tribute store. I kind of was a little unimpressed with the tribute store, to be honest. I was a little more excited for what ended up actually happening there, but overall, haunt season, I got to give it to Knott's Berry Farm for having the best one this year. I think my favorite maze this year was definitely Room 13. Such a great maze, great concept. I love that Goring 20s got its brand new, maze to go along with the Scare Zone. I always loved that Scare Zone last season. So seeing that get its own maze and then just kind of seeing them double down on the scares and just the storyline in that Scare Zone for Goring 20s really just cemented that that's my favorite area of Knott's Scary Farm, at least right now and this time. I used to love the Hollow last year, and then, of course, Pumpkin Eater as well going with that. But that was replaced this year by Chilling Chambers, which wasn't my favorite maze, and however, the Gauntlet, which took over the Hollow Scare Zone over in Camp Snoopy. And I just feel like, in general, this Scare Zone was really great. The slider show that they did was one of the coolest things I've ever seen at a haunt. I definitely took advantage of my Knott's Scary Farm pass this year, and I can't wait to use that again next year and see what they've got going. As far as next year, I definitely really hope that they change Chilling Chambers, and the rumor has it is that it's supposed to change. So it's going to sort of stick around a little bit, but get a new theme that matches its Scare Zone. So the Gauntlet Scare Zone, which was a brand new Scare Zone this year, supposedly the Chilling Chambers maze is going to transform and become something that matches the Gauntlets, whatever they want to call it. So that could be one of the brand new mazes next year. And also a great way for them to save a little bit on budget, since they probably went overboard this year with Knott's Scary Farm 50 as far as their budget. Mondo and I talked about a little bit on Speculation Sunday that what shows we wanted to come back. Personally, The Hanging's never been my thing. I'm not a huge fan of it, but a lot of people are. So if they can bring it back and keep it in the Wagon Wheel camp, I think that's great. People love it. They want to see it. I don't see any issues with it coming back, so I think that's awesome. I really liked the Music Monsters and Mayhem show that they had going on in the Walter Knott Theater, so I hope that returns. And then some of the other shows that they did, like the Carnival Grotesque over in the main Calico stage, was really fun. There's just lots of entertainment all over the place, and I really think Knott's just nailed it out of the park with the food options and different things. There were some gross things, like the turtle pizza and stuff like that. However, I really just enjoyed my overall experience with it, and I feel like it deserves the best haunt of 2023. Now, I know some people will argue that HHN had a fire year, and I really did think it did, and this was one of my also favorite years for HHN in a long time. I didn't really like HHN last year, so other than the people that I went with made it really awesome. That was the best part about last year, but this year there was just so many amazing mazes. The Chucky maze was fire, the Monstrose maze, the Universal Monsters Unmasked, Stranger Things, like just a ton of really great mazes this year, and I really felt like the locations that they had them were really spread out in a great way. I felt like it all worked. The mazes offered and the entertainment that they had and the food and just everything, the event felt really complete. And it felt just like it did when I went pre-park shutting down. So I really enjoyed HHN, but I just felt like to give best of for 2023, it's definitely going to Knott's Berry Farm just because they did that little bit extra. It was their 50th year, but props to both teams, at Universal and at Knott's Berry Farm. They did an amazing job with their haunts. Even Six Flags, I had heard, did some really great things with their haunt. I'm not a Six Flags person, so I haven't been over there, but I know Mondo really enjoyed what he experienced there. And a lot of others did too. So maybe Fright Fest will be on my agenda next year, especially since they had some IP mazes like Saw and I forget what the other one they had, but they had some other IPs going on that they had gotten the rights to, at least for this season. So maybe they do some more mazes like that next year, and I can check it out. I told Mondo that I definitely wanted to make sure that for 2024, we prioritize Halloween and do way more stuff than we did this last year. So there's a lot to do, though, in 2024. Not only am I going to Disney World multiple times, but we have D23 Expo or D23 this year, and all that. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later when we're talking about what's coming in 2024. But let's continue on with the best of for 2023. My next category was actually the best opening for 2023. So the best new thing to open. And there was a lot of things this year. We had Fiesta Village over at Knott's Berry Farm. And of course, a few other things happening in that park. We also had Mickey's Toontown over at Disneyland. And technically, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway was a part of that whole thing there. We had other things come back, like Magic Happens Parade and just different things that happened throughout the year's openings, right, that we saw return. But I think the winner for me, at least for 2023, was definitely the opening of Super Nintendo World over at Universal Studios Hollywood. This was a totally amazing experience, in my opinion. I loved the immersiveness of the land, the interactivity with the power-up bands, the food offerings that they had at Toadstool Cafe, the land itself. You know, the biggest complaint for a lot of people is that's a little small, right? And it's hard to maneuver, especially when it's crowded. But I felt like Universal did the best they could with what the space that they had, and it truly still felt very immersive. Lots of interactivity, lots of gamification. The food that I tried anyway at Toadstool Cafe, I had both the burgers. They were amazing, really awesome. It's really hard to eat there, but if you can get in there, it's really, really, really good. And I think, honestly, every single option that most people tried, all were really great, and no one had any complaints. So I feel like you can't go wrong with whatever you pick. The Mario Kart attraction, I felt like super fun and something you can experience over and over again. I was a little worried that it was going to be somewhat nauseating, right, of a ride, because I saw, like, augmented reality and, you know, the cars would be spinning and all that stuff. But the way they implemented it and brought it to life, it really doesn't kind of trigger that for me. So it was a nice change, right? Coming from some of the other kind of virtual reality, augmented reality based attractions that Universal Studios has had in the past, AKA like The Simpsons ride or Forbidden Journey of Harry Potter, even though that ride is totally nauseating, I'll do it anyway because it's so great. But for best opening this year, it's definitely going to Super Nintendo World. I can't wait to see what else Universal Studios has to offer in the future for Nintendo-related things in Hollywood. We already know we're expecting not only Super Nintendo World, but the Donkey Kong expansion in Universal Studios Orlando's Epic Universe Park coming in 2025. So not this 2024, but the year after. And I'll definitely be going to Epic Universe 100%. So, and I'm so excited to try out the Donkey Kong expansion to that land and also seeing a Super Nintendo World that has a little bit more space, maybe something along the lines of what we saw at Universal Studios in Japan. So, but yep, giving it up to Universal for best opening of 2023. My next category was for best foods or like food season in a theme park. It's kind of like how I put it together. You know, we got like Boysenberry Festival at Knott's Berry Farm. We also have the Halloween season for their Scary Farm time at Universal Studios. There's the food in Super Nintendo World we were just talking about. Not only that, they have all the fire options in Simpson Land and over in Harry Potter's Wizarding World. Just the Jurassic Cafe and then some of the holiday offerings they have at Universal Studios. But I just felt like this year Disneyland took back the crown when it came to food. And I had to give that to Disneyland this year. There was some misses, right? We saw some misses around the Halloween season for Disneyland. It's been one of their best seasons in the past, but it seems like the last few times they just haven't got it back together. But I feel like the food guide that they offered us at Christmas made up for everything. They had so many amazing options, not only at Disneyland Park, Disney California Adventure Park, the hotels, and Downtown Disney. It was just completely extensive. And if you're a foodie and you're a Magic Key holder and you go regularly, or if you're just coming for a vacation during the holiday season, it really was a great way for you to try a bunch of different things during the Christmas season. But not only that, they opened Tiana's Palace Restaurant, which I really enjoyed, which brought a whole new level of kind of elevation, in my opinion, for quick service restaurants at Disneyland. It certainly was a step above of what was there before with the French Market. Lots of great options over in Toontown as well. I know the flopover pizzas, those were a big hit with some people. They had some great new drink options over there. So I just felt like when it came to food, Disneyland offered the best variety. They offered the best new options, the best overall festival foods, you know, during that time. So I'm looking forward and hoping that Disney continues this trend. I want to see them revive themselves for Halloween season. I want a really amazing Halloween season menu to match the level that we got for the holiday season. And the number one thing I ask is that they bring back the holiday snack mix next year for the Festival of Holidays. They had this at one of the booths like last year, the year before. It was one of the best things I have ever had as far as the snack mix goes. In fact, I forget, someone actually DM'd me on Instagram that they like recreated the recipe and sent it to me. So I definitely like screenshotted that, and thanks to them, I'm gonna definitely recreate that, even outside the holidays, because it's so good and one of the best things. So if, I don't know if you guys remember that, but that's my only ask, that and the holiday and the Halloween menus. So but we have lots to look forward to this year in 2024, Pixar Fest. We have, of course, the holidays and Halloween time and the Lunar New Year. So lots of great things on the horizons. But I'm hoping Pixar Fest brings some fire options, because when we had Pixar Fest last time in 2018, we got some amazing food options that have stuck around even to this day at Disneyland. So let's hope they bring that same level for this year's, or this coming year's Pixar Fest. And continuing on in that same vein, I wanted to give the best food of 2023, and that specifically the food item. So we did kind of like which park had the best overall food, like kind of improvements or food overall. We gave that to Disneyland, but I wanted to actually give the best food item this year. In my opinion, it also went to Disneyland Resort, and it was for specifically the birria ramen from Lucky Fortune Cookery over in the San Francisco Square area. This, to me, was one of the best new food items that Disneyland Resort debuted. I've already had it like three different times. It's so good every single time. It had such huge hype when it first came out. The lines, the mobile order return wait times. But it was definitely worth it. I'll get this again and again. It's so, so good. The birria ramen, if you haven't had it already, go ahead and get it. Again, it's at Lucky Fortune Cookery in San Francisco Square at Disney California Adventure Park. Add it to your list. This, to me, wins overall best food item of 2023. I don't think anything else can compare to the hype around it, just how good it was and original it felt for the theme park, right? I mean, Queso Birria Ramen is not new as far as a concept behind it all, but I feel like Disney's implementation of it was just a little bit different and unique, and a really great way to help kick off some of the new foods for a brand new area that debuted this year. But that wraps up my best of 2023. So I hope you enjoyed kind of what my choices were. I know some of you probably screaming into the speakers if you're driving or at work with your own opinions on it. So I know I'm not going to please everyone with what I chose, but I felt like I gave the most fair opinions that I could do, at least for what I experienced anyway this year, for coming up with my best of. So If you have any differing opinions, I'd love to hear them. Send me a DM on Instagram if you're following me there. If not, it's Just Ask Danny. You can follow me and send me a DM. Or you can send me an email to danny@justaskdanny.com and let me know your opinions on it. I haven't gotten any voice memos just yet, but I would love for you to send those voice memos over. Maybe if you have some differing opinions on what your best of 2023 was, send those voice memos, those voice notes over via the email, danny@justaskdanny.com, and I can make sure to include those on the next episode if I do get any of them. So send those over. I'd love to feature you guys on the podcast episode and hear what your thoughts were on your best of for this year. But now that we've covered the best of 2023, let's head now into what we can expect for 2024. Now, like I mentioned, we talked about this before in a past episode when we got that crazy announcement from Disneyland at the beginning of the month in December, when they finally gave us an event calendar for the entire year, which they've never done before. But of course, starting off right away, the holiday season ends on the 7th of December. So we have the holiday season ending, and just like last year, we talked about this earlier too, Haunted Mansion will continue a little bit past the holiday season. I think it's up until the 21st of January, and then it's going to be closing for its long refurbishment. So one thing we can expect for what's new and what's happening in Disneyland for 2024 is going to be construction. So at least on that half the park of Disneyland anyway. So as soon as you see Tiana's Palace Restaurant, you're going to see walls right on the other side of that, because that whole courtyard adjacent to the train station and the Haunted Mansion is going to be under construction. But not only that, the exterior queue outside the Haunted Mansion is going to be under construction and ripped up and torn up as they rework that whole space. And then the attraction itself is going to be under construction for some refurbishments, some supposed changes in regards to how disabled access guests visit the attraction. In addition to that, they're going to be building that gift shop. So I would expect walls all the way from Tiana's Palace Restaurant, completely extending through New Orleans Square and into Critter Country as it currently already stands for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Disneyland is still saying that Tiana's Bayou Adventure is going to be opening at the end of 2024, even though it looks like there's so much work left to be done, at least on the outside of the attraction, compared to what Walt Disney World's already completed. But construction. So I just wanted to mention construction is one thing we can definitely expect in 2024. And it's not going to be just New Orleans Square and Critter Country. We can probably expect construction in other parts of Disneyland too. We already have got some going on right now in Tomorrowland at the Astro Orbiter. So I would imagine we'll see different things pop up throughout the year as they continue to work on stuff. But it's not all bad news for 2024, right? We have some great things coming up on the horizons just after that. So January 23rd starts the Lunar New Year Festival at Disneyland Resort, specifically California Adventure Park. So if we saw, or if you saw last year, any of our content or experienced it yourself for Lunar New Year, it expanded its footprint in basically almost the entire park, which really was a great move and allowed other areas of the park to kind of join in on the celebration rather than kind of just shoving it all in that back corner of Disney California Adventure Park. It let the Lunar New Year procession go the entire parade route length. They had some great new food booths with lots of food options. So I'm hoping we see even more or even some new items we haven't had last time. Paradise Garden Grill getting all those food options. The Mulan processional, if you guys haven't seen it, it's going to be awesome. This is Year of the Dragon, which we've done one of these new Lunar New Year celebrations before when it was Year of the Dragon. And they did feature Mushu last time. So I don't know if we can expect the same. There's not a lot of dragons to choose from, I guess, specifically anyway. So it makes the most sense that it be Mushu again, right? Because he's already in the procession. And he's a big part of Lunar New Year Festival because he's Mulan's sidekick. So it makes sense. But I really hope that we see some brand new things, some brand new entertainment they had some great third-party entertainers come in last year, and that was kind of one of my highlights. So I'm looking forward to seeing that again and experiencing that. And for those that don't know, Lunar New Year Festival starts January 23rd and goes all the way until February 18th. I'm definitely getting a Sip and Savor pass for this one. I didn't get it for Festival of the Holidays because the booths weren't cutting it for me this year, but I know that Lunar New Year is going to be fire. So definitely buying a Sip and Savor pass, and we'll be using that multiple times throughout the Lunar New Year Festival. And you can definitely expect content from me during that time, not only on this podcast, but on my YouTube channel surrounding that as well. And then a little bit earlier in the episode, I mentioned D23. That's going to be coming this year, right? We haven't really talked too much about that lately, but it is on the horizons. It's going to be in August of this year. And in past D23 years, typically January and February is when we purchase tickets. So the reason why I'm bringing it up now is because it's something that you're going to have to plan for, something that you might want to start planning for as far as your hotel stay, which we talked about in the past episode, and I brought up some good options for you there. But January and February is usually when you have to buy tickets, and this year we have that unknown addition of purchasing tickets for whatever's going to be at the Honda Center. We don't know how they're going to set it up as far as Hall D23. Is it just going to be Hall D23 presentations are at the Honda Center and everything else is at the normal convention space? Or is it going to be a lot more things? We'll have to wait and see kind of how Disney does it and how ticketing works, right? Is it going to be a separate ticket for the Honda Center attractions and shows and presentations? Or is it going to be one ticket gets you in there, but the lottery is what gets you a space over there if you're able to land it? So we'll have to wait and see on this one, but I wanted to bring it up because it's something that we're going to have to prepare for, right? It's close to almost $300 to buy a ticket if you're trying to go for all 3 days. So keep that in mind. Make sure you're budgeting for that. In addition to that, of course, if there's any separate costs for Hall D23 stuff happening at Honda Center, that could add up even more. And then potentially, if there's any differentiation in costs for that, this is a Live Nation venue, the Honda Center. So that could mean that Ticketmaster is involved with the sale of the tickets, which means if they're following any of the normal procedures for a stadium or an arena like that, you're typically paying more for the closer you get to the floor, right? So the one nice thing about having it in the Honda Center could be all seats are potentially assigned. So you're buying a seat for, a general area, just like you would for a concert. You're going to be buying a ticket for lower bowl or upper bowl and the nosebleeds, or you're going to be buying a ticket floor for the show floor. And each ticket could be a different cost. So we could see something like that implemented for D23. So I'm excited for it. I'm ready for the tickets to go on sale so I can start making content and sharing what I know about what to prepare and plan for D23, because this might be a lot of people's first ever expo. And it's no longer called Expo anymore, just called D23. That's another change that I'm going to have to get used to, because I'm going to keep calling that and every single time I bring it up. So that'll be another thing to look forward to as soon as we kick off the brand new year. As far as our other Southern California theme parks, we did mention earlier that Disneyland would be a lot of construction going on for 2024. Well, the same's true for Knott's Berry Farm, right? We still have the unknown of what's happening to Montezuma's Revenge, right? It's in this weird limbo place right now where supposedly the contractor who was working on the attraction has made some changes that are irreparable, and the attraction cannot be repaired or moved forward with how it was. So who knows what the future of this attraction could be, right? It could just be on the chopping block and out of the park altogether. Knott's Berry Farm spent a lot of resources in getting Accelerator back up and running, with multiple failed attempts on that one and some pretty expensive parts that are custom made and expensive shipping, right? Shipping it over from across the sea. So, that's on the horizons as far as what's happening with Montezuma's Revenge. That's a question mark. Construction walls still remain over there. But we now know, of course, that Knott's Berry Farm is doing a whole transformation for Camp Snoopy. And that's already started. Construction has begun. Things have been torn down. The old Camp Snoopy stage is already torn down. Some of the attractions have been ripped out. Lots more things coming this way. Mondo even mentioned on Speculation Sunday that potentially we even see Camp Snoopy close altogether, right? There's so many attractions that are being either moved or reimagined. The Huff and Puff wasn't on the attraction list that they said was sticking around, so that's potentially going away. The kind of off-road trucks that are there right now, that's going away and being reimagined into a new, different, very similar experience, but different in its own way. The Pigpen attraction, that's gone. The Ferris wheel's going to be gone. The roller coaster's already out of there. What was the other attraction? The spinning airplane one, that wasn't on the list, so I don't know if that one's sticking around. Woodstock's airmail, that one's sticking around. So there's a kind of lot that's unknown, at least what's been taken out and what's sticking, at least for now. But we'll have to watch and see how the construction evolves over at Camp Snoopy and Knott's Berry Farm. But that's another thing to keep an eye out for. Lots of construction still happening in that park. And potentially some big announcements from Knott's in regards to what might be happening with some expansion plans, right, into that backstage space. So, you know, we've had so many years of rumors about an expansion of Ghost Town, and it just hadn't happened. Including that big giant roller coaster they were going to build that got rumored as well. So we'll have to see if this is the year that Knott's Berry Farm releases that. And then over at Universal Studios, of course, they're also construction because of all the construction happening on the lower lot for the brand new Fast and Furious roller coaster, Drift Coaster, that's coming. So there's, you know, if you've been to Universal Studios at all, you'll experience the construction walls right away. And they've actually decorated them now, so people know kind of what's going on. But it's right outside Simpsons Land and also the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, so you can't miss it. And it's taken up a ton of space, and it's probably going to grow even more as the roller coaster starts to go vertical and pieces of the ride start going over the escalators that head down. It's going to be very involved as far as the construction goes on this. Very squeezed into that landscape. So kudos to that construction crew that has to work in some pretty weird environments, in my opinion. I'm not going to be making it to Universal all that often. I don't think that I'm going to be covering too much of the construction of this, but I know that definitely Mondo from Five Fires YouTube is covering this extensively. So I tend to stick more closely with what's new, what's happening at Disneyland, and then I try to go to the other parks when there's bigger kind of events to see and do. So you'll definitely catch me a lot more at Knott's Berry Farm now that I've moved a lot closer to the Disneyland Resort. I'm also simultaneously closer to Knott's Berry Farm in that aspect. So it'd be a lot easier for me to cover things after work and just, you know, go for quick trips. It's not such a long trek down the freeway anymore. So we'll keep that in mind moving forward in 2024 as well. And that's only just scratching the surface. Obviously, I don't want to rehash the entire calendar, but these are the things that we can all look forward to at least right away in January and February. Lots of things coming, lots of changes coming. The construction in Downtown Disney continuing to evolve, the opening of Paseo and Centrico in Downtown Disney soon, changes with Earl of Sandwich, Portos finally being built. So there's a lot of stuff coming, a lot of things to see and do. And I totally forgot to mention as well, over at Disneyland Resort, the Pixar Place Hotel will finally open as its new namesake in the end of January. So that's another thing coming very soon as well, too. So but that wraps up this episode. I hope you enjoyed the little recap and the best of for 2023. I had a lot of fun kind of thinking through, looking through all my photos and seeing like, what did I think was the best? Which was the best food? Which was the best opening? When I look back at all the memories. So hope you enjoyed all that. And you're looking forward to many new adventures in 2024. And thanks for sticking through this crazy December with me. But we'll see you next week on the podcast at its normal time. It'll be coming out per usual on Wednesday after the New Year holiday. So keep an eye out for that. This one's coming out, of course, the day after Christmas. So, but thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode and sharing your thoughts. And for those that do send them in, I appreciate that. And if, like I mentioned earlier, if you wanted to follow me on social medias, I'm Just Ask Danny on almost everything. So you can follow me on all the different socials, whether that's X/Twitter, Instagram. You can also find me on YouTube as Just Ask Danny, of course. And then make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. Make sure you're following it, whatever, so that you get the latest notifications for when there's a new episode live on whatever platform you're listening on, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcast, etc. But I really do appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to this episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.